mighty challenge.
Oh, that's exciting. Shall we get into it? We have five topics tonight, and the topics are these. That was the week it was. Dinosaurs, movies, US states. Yep, United States states, not like states of being, but like United States states, and Atlantis. She's taking us into Greek philosophy and stories and things like that. Thank you, Eric and Warrigal. You're very sweet. I think you're a legend too. Are you ready? We might take Mike. I might need a little bit of company. Mike?
Oh, hello. Is that me?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a very existential question. Is that you?
I guess it probably is then.
Oh, excellent. Because if it wasn't you, you'd be someone else and then this would be a problem.
Okay.
So which topic would you like? That was the week that was, dinosaurs, movies, US states, or Atlantis?
Just before I make a choice, I'd like to give a quick call out to Tamara and Tali.
Oh!
Who I believe may be known to you, Libby.
Yeah, look, you know I'm all roads lead to Tamara and Tali. Absolutely.
I used to sing in a choir with Tamara.
Ah, well, that sounds like fun. Great set of lungs, that girl.
Yeah. Anyway, now, and also another one for the managers of Hobart's new stadium. If they, maybe they don't realise, but if they may need some expert help. And one of the local lads from Launceston has become the sound engineer for Adele in the UK. And she, yeah, anyway, he's a very good sound guy, as you might imagine. Anyway, I don't know. I'll go for the week that was.
Can I just sidetrack here? I just got a little text message that might be of help to you listening tonight. If you were affected by Hannah's conversation about grief, Tom, you might like this. A grief counsellor has sent a text saying there is a grief line open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 1-300-845-745. Yeah, if you are stuck in grief, and you know what it is if you're in it, 1-300-845-745. Okay, back to you, Mike. What did you pick? That was the week it was?
That was a week that was, yeah.
Okay. Question number one. A skeleton of which dinosaur sold for nearly $72 million at auction this week?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Excellent. Do you know the extra bit of information about its nickname?
Probably not.
Its name was Gus, but that does not affect your ability to keep going. Do you want to stay with this? Do you want to stay with this or do you want to go into...
Yeah, no, so I'll stay with this.
Okay, who is the new Labour leader in the United Kingdom?
Oh, okay. This is where I drop out. I'm across it, but just not the names. So, but good luck to them.
Good luck to them and good luck to us all that they can do something.
Yeah, I agree. All right, thanks very much, Libby.
Nice to meet you.
Bye now.
Bye. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Good to meet you.
Yes, good to hear you. I rang for the clues. I mean the quiz.
Well, you've got music tonight because I've decided to amuse myself in the background. We're actually listening to Jupiter by Gustav Holst in the background. We're going to get up to This Is the Bit.
And don't be, there's no need to be impatient. I mean, Andrew Romano could be your last contestant if necessary.
Oh, that's funny. You know the show better than me. Okay, we could do that.
And I'm grief. Seriously, though, I'm grief. You know how people say, oh, move on, about all sorts of things that happen to them? I just think you treat grief like any other injury. You move with it, and it may get better and it may not, but you move. I mean, hopefully it will, of course, but you don't get over it or quickly try and push it into the background because I didn't hear your earlier conversation. I'm just speaking from experience.
No, I agree. I don't think, it's not like it lessens, it just finds its place. It's not one of those things that abates, it just finds its place within the landscape of your life.
Yeah.
And but it's not like when it hits you, it's just as intense, it's just that it's more settled and disciplined.
Yeah, I mean, we grieve about all sorts of things and you can't change what's happened and you can't... I think part of the problem is our society... Not our society, that sounds... I hate that word. Oh, our society. We're conditioned to expect everything to be joyous, happy and rewarding.
Oh, yes, and happiness is not the default position.
That's right, that's right. And I'm not unhappy at the moment. I'm just reflecting on, you know, life and... Yeah, but when somebody says, oh, you know... Move on from that. No, don't move on. Just move by all means. But, don't stand still. But don't, anyway, sorry.
Don't place that expectation on yourself. And are you just avoiding the question, who is the new Labor leader?
No, it's not Andy Pandy, it's Andy Burnham.
You got that correct. Very good. I'm thrilled. Do you want to stay with That Was the Week That Was, or go to dinosaurs, or movies, or US states, or Atlantis?
Look... I'm probably not going to get blitz the whole two categories like I did once before.
Uh-huh. Just threw that in, am I right?
Sorry?
Just threw that in.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I was thinking about it last week when you were... I was listening last Friday.
Yeah.
Well, and probably Saturday as well, when you were playing the, giving clues like confetti. And...
I'm a generous person.
That's right. And I was thinking... The only people who should be worried about that is people who've won a black magnet, because, if you say, for example, you gave somebody 8 clues and they got a black magnet, you might have a lot of people ring up and saying, oh, that was a giveaway, you should have done that.
You know, I was told today about the magnet.
Oh, so you didn't know last week?
No, I didn't know about the magnet.
Well, that's a failure of... communication.
So when someone said, what do I get? And I said, nothing. That was a huge breach of expectation.
So when you say you didn't know about the black magnet or the magnet or any magnets?
What? I didn't know about any magnets.
Okay. With the black magnet, if you answer more than 10 or more questions in a row, you get a black magnet and you can keep going with the quiz if you choose to.
Oh, God, you people. Yeah, keep going.
If you answer... I'm sure Freya knows this. She knows everything.
Yeah, she's looking at me like, with sympathy, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Kindness and sympathy.
She's a very good person.
I agree, Jen. She was just talking about grief. She said it settles, but sometimes it still comes in waves and takes you unaware. Exactly. It's interesting. You just learn to live with it, says Karen in Mullumbimby. Very interesting. And Tom, I'm glad that you are happy that we read out your text. He says it's quite a fascinating recovery because I also live with cerebral palsy, so the way I move is already different from everyone else.
Oh, well, there's an example of, if somebody's, nobody's ever going to say to somebody with cerebral palsy, I'll get over it.
No.
Or move on.
No.
Grief can be, like that. Anyway, yes, sorry. The magnet, the normal magnet is you.
Are we still talking about the magnet?
Oh, we don't have to. I thought you were interested.
No, because you need to answer the questions.
Give me a question. I'll go.
Well, you pick a category.
Okay.
Dinosaurs, movies, That Was the Week It Was, or US states?
US states. Look, I'm not confident about any of those. I'll go dinosaurs.
I'm getting on with the challenge, David.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, it's blame me.
Yeah, I am blaming you, and they're blaming you right. too, so stick to the point. Please. Taken from a Far Side comic, the Phagomyza is the scientific name for which dinosaur's spiky tail?
The Phago... Hang on.
Phago... Are you looking it up? You're not allowed to look it up?
No. It's the Phagomyza. Phagomyza, yes. Because Phag... In the Far Side comic, Phag gets killed by a Phag. Phagomyza, I think, or something like that. That's why they call it the Phagomyza. I could be wrong. Somebody will correct me, but I have read the first
What's one. The scientific name, Peter?
Yes.
No.
Oh, sorry.
What is the scientific name For the
Thagomizer.
For the Thagomizer's is
the actual dinosaur.
Oh, now you've look.
Is it not a Stegosaurus?
Taken, it is.
Okay, good. I thought you were asking what. Okay, I missed the scientific name. The name in the comic is the Thagomizer.
Which topic would you like? Dinosaurs, movies, that was the week it was, US States or Atlantis?
Can I not stay with dinosaurs?
Yeah, you can. You can stay with dinosaurs.
Just get US States just for fun.
You want to go to US States?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Okay, that's question three. As there are no roads leading to it, the capital of which US state is only accessible by air or sea?
Well, that would be Honolulu.
No, it's not.
Oh,
beg
really?
Your pardon.
Oh, you mean like, yes, I know what you mean now.
Mm.
You meant, yes.
Got to go,
roads
Peter.
Leading to the capital.
Got to go.
Okay. Bye-bye.
But lovely to talk. Gary from Port Arlington, hello.
Hello, Libby. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you for all your text messages, by the way. I wonder if I said to you that Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I, whether or not that would make a difference.
Libby? No.
Libby?
Libby?
which category? You go.
Oh, I can choose, can I?
No, you can't. You have to answer this question.
You've got
to
answer the question, yeah. Well, before I do, I'll just say that we had worked together at ABC in Melbourne.
Did we, Gary?
I did promise that I'd ring in when I saw your on LinkedIn to say you were doing this.
Gary, you did audio.
Yes, that's me. Yes.
Hello,
it's just
Gary.
Not where I was expecting to call in. It's just not where I was expecting to call in from when I was doing this because I'm actually landed up in hospital. But so I'm up.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. The drugs have kicked in, so I'm fine.
Oh, great. Love it when someone on drugs calls the program. Let's do this.
Now, which state?
Well, you tell me. It's the capital
now, I know you said Honolulu, but is it not Hawaii?
No.
The island? No, it's
no.
not. Okay.
Sorry.
There you go. Bombed out. All right.
Bye. See you. Let's go to Western Australia. George is in Fremantle. Hi, George.
Hi, Libby. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. But
should we call you Al?
No, Libby's fine.
Actually, I was a bit disappointed with myself. I didn't pick up on your introduction last week about the history quiz.
About what?
About the history quiz. You played the...
Yeah, no one got that right. That was really great for my self-esteem. Fabulous. David has sent me a text. Don't be cheeky.
Very cute.
Now, as there are no roads leading to it, the capital of which US state is only accessible by air or sea?
It's the capital of Alaska, which is Juneau.
You are very good, George. I knew we needed someone from Western Australia. Only someone from Western Australia could have got something as remote as that. Do you want US States, Atlantis?
Yes.
You
yes,
do?
Yes, please.
Okay. Based on face value, which US state name would score the highest number of points in Scrabble?
Oh, crikey, that's a bit of a tricky one. I have to go through a few of them. Arizona comes to mind. Arizona.
You tell me when you've made your mind up.
Yeah. Which US state would...
Yeah, Jane got the Alaska one too.
In Scrabble.
Yeah, what would it get?
They want the capital or the state?
The state.
The state which would make the most...
Go on. Time's running out. You know I'm very impatient. Impatient.
Hang on, Arizona's only got the Z in it. I'm trying to think of the other...
You better get into it or else I'm going to...
Yeah, okay, look, I'm just... Well, I'm thinking also the West Virginia.
No.
Okay, look, yeah, I haven't got time to think it through.
That's all right, George. Thank you for calling in. Yep. Craig's in Sydney. Hi, Craig.
Oh, Libby, how are you?
Well, you know I'm impatient by nature.
I definitely understand. I mainly rang because I used to watch Live and Sweaty 33 years ago. When you've sort of reappeared, well, you've obviously been appearing elsewhere, but reappeared to me, I thought I'd say hello.
So. Well, I'm very grateful. We had fun, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a great show with Andrew and yourself, Friday night.
Yeah. Well, someone said Arizona, Stella in Bayswater, nah. Harry in the Bay reckons it's Pennsylvania, nah. Libby in, oh no, Queensland, I got the state right. No, you didn't. And New Mexico, Annette, Perth, nah. So can you tell me, Craig?
I won't have a clue about this one. I'll just go... New Hampshire.
Yes, 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 it's New
Hampshire. No.
How did you get that?
That is ridiculous because it doesn't even have any Zs or Xs, does it? Like,
did you Google?
Driving along.
Did you Google?
No, I'm driving. I'm driving in the car. There's no Googling, trust me.
Okay. Well, then you got that right. I'm very impressed.
You really, you know, honestly, that's, I don't even know where it come from, but I thought it was no chance because I just thought there's no Js or Xs. Or,
who would have thought? Just a bolt of inspiration.
That's it.
Okay. Do you want to keep going US states?
Oh, no, go movies. I'll go movies.
Oh, yeah, thank goodness.
Fun for that one.
Oh, this is a good one. Which 1971 Clint Eastwood movie was inspired by the real-life Zodiac Killer?
Oh, I was going to say Plain Misty for me. But no, that's not... Probably not that, I guess.
You have to tell me what you're choosing.
I'll go Play Misty for me. It's around that time.
Mm. Well, you'd be wrong. Sorry.
Okay. All right, nice to chat. All the best.
Good on you. Hey, John from Ashfield, I remember you.
Oh, how are you, Libby? Nice to talk to you again.
Lovely to talk with you as well.
Yeah, last week and this week, oh... Goodness knows where it's going to lead to, but it's lovely to talk to you anyway. Week to week, but it's a week to week proposition.
Sure is.
Yeah.
But it's fun to be here. Do you know which 1971 Clint Eastwood movie was inspired by the real life Zodiac Killer?
I could be wrong. I'll just pluck one out of the hat. I don't know.
My God, you're making a meal of it, John. It is Dirty Harry. Of course it's Dirty Harry. Of course it's Dirty Harry. I've got this little clip here. It says Dirty Harry, and I'm going to play it. I don't know what it's like. Let me just have a look. Let me just see what it is. If it's the wrong one altogether, then we're in deep doo-doo.
You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
There you go. That's the right one, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Yeah, that's scary.
What a great one. Oh, he's always been a fabulous actor.
And a great director as well.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, I remember the Bridges of Madison County.
Mm.
That was a bit sad, but fabulous movie it was. Yeah.
Are you ready? Oh. No. I was just reading some of the text messages.
Yeah. That's okay.
I'm just having a little look here. I'm just reading some of these text messages. All right. Now, do you want more movies? Dinosaurs, that was the week it was, US States or Atlantis?
Yes, I will stick with the movies. Thank you, Libby.
You stick with the movies? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
On the poster for Back to the Future... What is Michael J. Fox looking at?
I'm not sure. The day after tomorrow? I could be wrong.
You know, you are wrong, but you're not wrong.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
That was a bit of a cryptic answer from me, but that's the way it goes. Hello, Wade. How's Hobart tonight?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Libby, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Are you ready for this question?
Well, are you ready for my question?
Oh, I'm meant to be asking the questions.
Oh, okay, you go first.
Okay. On the poster for Back to the Future, what is Michael J. Fox looking at?
A minute, lads.
Hmm? Hello?
So, what was your clue?
Oh, I didn't give you a clue.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean to, and it wasn't the right one. It was something that I hadn't checked, and it's got nothing to do with the price of fish.
Okay. Was he looking at the
okay.
clock tower?
Ah, look, you're getting close. You're getting close. He was not looking at the clock tower, but it's getting closer to it. So thank you, Wade, for calling. Grant from Waterloo, hello.
G'day, Libby. How are you?
I'm good. He wasn't looking at the day after tomorrow in the future, and he wasn't looking at the clock tower, but we're getting closer with each little guess.
Well, I won't keep your too much of your time just to say that.
Time. There's another clue, and I didn't even give it.
Give it to me once more, if you could, please.
Okay. Yep. On the poster for Back to the Future, what is Michael J. Fox looking at? Annette from Perth knows.
An almanac?
No.
Oh, so I don't watch the movie, so I don't know anything about it. But anyway.
Okay, what was your question?
We don't want to hold up Andrew McMurdo from when he goes to the segment on. Afterwards. So we don't want the quiz to go any longer than we have to.
Why?
Andrew is the great, always listening to the concise thing of trying to make sense out of the states. So we don't want to hold him back.
I can assure you this quiz will not go longer than the top of the hour.
Good stuff.
I can promise you that.
Good on you, Lib. Okay.
Okay.
All the best, everyone. Bye.
See you, bye. So like Chris from Pakenham knows the answer. Chris, just get on the blower and ring. I'm a little bit scared with this one. Eric, hello? I've got to do this a bit.
Hello, from New Jersey.
Hello, Eric.
Yeah, you there? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, over and out.
Yes, right. Well, you were playing Rocky theme during the question for New Jersey. That was a bit of a clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and also the Hobart Stadium, they want to have a crisscross roof, which cricket's complaining about because, of course, shadows on the ground, they don't want that, so that could be a bad thing. Mm. And yeah.
Jeez, you've got a lot to say.
Well, some other people would talk more than me.
Oh, yeah, I'm not criticising. I'm just saying you're going back and giving us a good recap of the program. Rhino the Driller, he knows the answer to this question. Yes, I know, Alan in Cumnock. I know, John Boy. People know this. Brad from the Ranch knows the answer. Do you know what Michael J. Fox is looking at on the poster for Back to the Future?
I'll just say this before I get to that. I thought it was Dirty Harry's Sudden Impact with Are You Lucky Punk, but I could be wrong. I think, is he looking at the clock, directly at the clock?
No, he said that. It's not the clock. It's not the clock and it's not the future, but it's smaller than a clock, but it's on the same riff as... Oh, my goodness. Kat from Ashgrove, hi.
Hello.
Oh, good to talk to you. Do you have any idea what we're talking about?
I do.
Tell me.
I do. He's looking at his watch.
Yes, he is.
He's sounded at his watch.
He is looking at his watch. He is. And you know what? Like, of course he's looking at his watch, and that is why I played this, which is probably makes you think of a clock, but I said it wasn't a clock and that it was kind of close, so... Thank you. Do you know what I think? Eric's gone. So you all know each other ringing up every night. So when I get text messages saying, treat Eric well, Libby, you've still spelled it incorrectly with a Y. It's got an I. He'll rip through heaps of questions for you.
We sort of don't. I just went down to the snow to Jindabyne with my parents and we listened to you all the way down and all the way back.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It went forever.
Well, I mean, we listened to all of the nightlife quizzes on the way down and on the way back. So
yeah.
We've got quite a lot of you. I was born a bit after El McFeast time, so I don't really get all the references, but...
You're talking about you were born a bit after El McFeast time. What on earth are you talking about? I'm not that much older than you. I don't think.
I'm 1995 I was born, so.
You were born right in the middle of it. What are you talking about? I should hang up on you right now. I did my best work in 1995. In 1995, we were making McFeast live from the bowels of Parliament House. Who was Prime Minister in 1995?
John Howard?
No, he was not. No. Who was Prime Minister in 1995?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't know a lot of things tonight, do you, Kat?
No, I don't.
Okay, let's see if you don't know this. Would you like to choose from, you're in movies still. Do you want that one or do you want Dinosaurs or That Was the Week That Was or US States? It was Paul Keating, Kat.
His one-liners.
Oh, famous for his one-liners. Great. You're a millennial, aren't you, Kat?
Yes, I am. I'm a cusp. I'm almost a Gen Z.
Oh, even worse.
I know. I will go with...
I'm surprised you're not offended by me.
No.
I'm Generation X. I'm very robust. Because no one even remembers we exist. No, Bob Hawke, Adrian, he was not Prime Minister in 1995. No, he was not. Oh, goodness.
See, I'm not even the worst of them.
You're not.
I will go with, can you repeat the categories for me?
Movies, Dinosaurs, That Was the Week That Was, US States or Atlantis?
I'll go with US States.
Okay. According to the most recent census, which is the least populous US state? Where are they doing the least shtupping with any kind of result? It's got nothing to do with how much it's worth on a Scrabble board either.
Yeah, no.
But they might be playing Scrabble instead.
Rhode Island?
No.
No. Okay, thank you.
Sorry. Joni. Hello, Joni.
Hi. I'm going to say Delaware.
Sorry. David is in Holden Hill in Adelaide. According to the most recent census, what is the least populous US state, David?
I wouldn't have a clue, mate, but what I do want to say is this: two things. First of all, you, Suzanne Hill and Joe Lafferty, man, you're good looking, great little women. Geez, you got balls. You don't take any shit. I'll give you that one. And the second thing is, I've got to say this, man. Can anyone who really wants to change the national anthem to I Am Australian by the Seekers, please? I don't know, man. I'm just trying to plug that one. That's all.
You want to?
Yeah, come on, man. You got to look at it. It's fantastic, mate. It covers the blackfellas, covers the convicts, covers the women, covers everything, you know? It really is. And it makes Gert by Sea look like... Anyway. Okay. What was the question again, mate?
Oh, I wouldn't know after that little splurt. I doesn't...
Oh, well, don't serious about it, man. I've rung up Suzanne, I've rung up Joe about it, I've rung up everybody.
Normally they would have a warning next to your name. They would have a warning next to your name normally. They would say, this man wants to change the national anthem, be careful. Noel knows the answer. Noel knows the answer. Let's stick to the point. According to the most recent census, what is the least populous US state?
Hawaii.
Mm-mm. Not Hawaii.
No, sorry, Dave. Thanks very much, Lily.
See ya.
Hey, keep doing your stuff. It's great. Bye.
Okay, bye. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm okay. I think I survived that last phone call.
Good.
So do you know, according to the most recent census, the least populous US state?
I do know a little bit about US states. Mm. Well, I know about capitals.
But that's not the question. This is about, you know, reproduction.
Yeah, that's true. Is it Wyoming?
Wyoming? It is Wyoming. Did you look that up?
I didn't look that up. I'm walking around.
I can hear your footsteps. What would you like to do now? US States, Atlantis, that was the week that was, dinosaurs or movies?
What is Atlantis all about?
Atlantis, I don't know. I don't know. It's, okay. it's like a Greek philosophy.
Yeah.
You want to go there?
I'll go movies.
Oh, movies. Okay. We did that one. Who is the only actress with a surname starting with A to have won the Best Actress Oscar?
Surname starting with A. That's a really hard question.
It is a really hard question. I'm looking up. I'm just trying to see if I can find anything that'll help you.
That's just, like, ridiculously hard.
It's really, really hard. Apparently, Eric knows these things, but he's gone now.
Okay. Have you got a clue?
I'm trying to find one, but I can't find it anywhere. Hang on.
Beginning with A,
I'm looking. I'm trying to find something for you. Hang on a minute.
I actually think you're going to struggle to find someone who knows this besides Eric, maybe.
I could help. If I could help, nah. It's not
A, A. I know.
I could help. Are you ready?
Yep. These are a few of my favorite things.
And who sang that?
That was Julie.
Oh. What is the only actress with a surname starting with the letter A to have won the Best Actress Oscar?
Julie Andrews.
Very good. We got it together. Cam knew it too. Brendan knew it.
Thank you so much.
That's okay. James in Mordialloc, Maria knew it. I'm very grateful that you all knew it. That was hard.
Yeah, that is really hard.
Whoever writes these, I don't think likes people.
I think I needed some help there, and thank you for that.
That's my pleasure. Okay. Do you want more movies? Do you want dinosaurs? That was the week that was, Atlantis or US States?
Well, now you've given me that movie one. I don't know. Are they all as hard as that? Or Jesus.
No, he's nothing to do with it.
I'll have another movie one.
Who is the only actress... with a surname.
No. Not that.
You're going to get it.
Okay, go on.
Okay. Or else the only one I'll let you default to is Atlantis.
All right. Okay. Well, okay, if it's another surname one, yeah, I'll go to Atlantis.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, okay. Do you think I'll get this one? All right, go with this one.
Who is the only actress with a surname starting with Z to have won the Best Actress Oscar?
Oh, Jesus.
Her surname starts with Z. There aren't too many of them. You sound like you're doing speech exercises.
I'm sorry. I don't. Surname beginning with Z.
Yeah. And she's been in a franchise of movies that are
the
A grade. Pardon?
I'm not sure. A grade films. You're saying?
A grade, B grade, A plus B grade movies. Like.
Yeah.
Well, they're actually just A grade.
Yeah. They're not the Dune films. Okay.
Jim in Campbelltown's got it. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to move on.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Give me 5 more seconds.
I'm giving you more than that.
Are you mock me or are you, or is this a clue?
The latter.
I'm by myself.
Okay. Bye.
From now on.
Kingsley.
Hello.
Hi.
You gave away a big clue the answer I knew. I knew Gilly Andrews.
Oh, sorry. Do you know this one?
I don't know, but the only one I can think of is Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, that is a very good guess, but it's not.
Not correct.
There are a couple of you that actually think, well, Jen from Hobart thinks the Julie Andrews question was very easy.
And Phil wouldn't have given clues.
Who wouldn't have?
Phil Clark.
Well, I'm not Phil Clark.
No, he doesn't even answer questions, he says. I love it when he says that.
What does he say?
He says, oh, you know I don't answer questions.
Oh, okay, I'll do it. That's all, I'll take that on and see whether or not anyone likes me.
That's like Dr. Hibbert from The Simpsons.
Okay. All right. I'm slightly more chaotic, aren't I? Because it's because I'm kind and I want you to win, but obviously you're not going to, Kingsley. You're just trying to chat me up and it's not going to work. Steve from Tokemul, you're next.
Well, is that me in Tokemul?
Yeah, that's you.
I'm on speaker. Is that all right? Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you all right. Yep, Peter knows.
Hey. I think it's the Texan lady, Renee Zellweger.
Correct. You got it.
I don't know what she won it for. Well, which one? Which movie? I don't know which movie, though.
I don't either. Doesn't have the answer. But thank you very much for giving us
I was born in 1960 and I'm 66 next week.
Well, congratulations. That makes you a Cancer, is that right?
No, I'm a Caspian Leo.
A Leo?
No, I'm on the 24th.
Very good. Like
I'm
Leos.
I'm 24/7 and my mum was a 7/11.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I like my numerology.
A little bit of a family joke there. Tell me, do you want movies, dinosaurs, that was the week that was, Atlantis or US States?
I like movies, Libby, so let's keep cracking.
Hayden knew it was Renee Zellweger. Sally got it wrong. Olivia in Mount Hawthorne got it right. So did Ed in Perth. Yep. Oh, she won for Judy. There you go. Oh, someone else says she won.
Judy Garland. She played Judy Garland.
Someone says she won it for Chicago, but I don't think she was in.
She played Judy Garland. Yes.
Okay.
Judy.
Okay.
Yeah, movies, please.
Okay. In 1954, the CIA funded a film adaptation of which book by George Orwell, changing the ending so that the despotic leader is overthrown? Didn't know that.
There's two books that come to mind, but I should say it's got to be 1984, which was written in 1948.
No, it wasn't, even though that does suit
the
your...
The other one. Oh.
Yeah, oh, no. Night, Fred.
Yeah, no. All right, no worries, bye.
See you.
Nice chatting with you.
Nice chatting. Let's take another call from Sammy in Barara Heights. Hi, Sammy.
Hi.
Your turn.
I don't know your name.
My name's Libby with an I.
Hi, Libby. I'm Sammy.
Nice to meet you. In 1954, the CIA funded a film adaptation of which book by George Orwell, and they changed the ending so that the despotic leader is overthrown. There are a number of clues within the question. Don't ask me to answer anymore.
Well,
the book is by George Orwell.
Pardon? Animal Farm.
Animal Farm, correct. It is Animal Farm. Do you want more movies, dinosaurs, that was the week that was, or US States, or Atlantis?
Let's go Atlantis, please.
Good on you. Which Greek philosopher wrote about Atlantis in Timaeus and Critias?
Plato.
Correct. More? Do you want more Atlantis?
Yes, please.
Atlantis briefly appears in which 1870 novel by Jules Verne?
Leagues Under the Sea.
How many of them were there?
80, I know it's Leagues Under the Sea. I've just got to remember how many leagues.
I know, that's the tricky bit.
1,000 leagues. We'll go 1,000, why not?
What did you say?
I'm going to go 1,000 leagues under the sea.
No, it's not 1,000 leagues under the sea, but gee, you're close.
Someone the next.
You have. On your shoulders they will stand. Jason in Campbelltown, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. Do you know how many leagues under the sea?
I do. 20,000.
Correct, correct, correct. Do you want to stay with Atlantis? Go to US States. That was the week that was dinosaurs or movies.
I'm going to go back to movies.
Movies. Hmm. We're out of movies.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, we're all out of movies. That's what Freya told me.
The one that I haven't heard, the week that was.
Okay. Which two teams will be facing off in the World Cup third place playoffs on Sunday, actually? Well, it's their Saturday. It's our Sunday.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's France and England.
It is France and England. And didn't we want that to be the final? But anyway. Do you want to stay with that was the week that was? Dinosaurs, movies, US States or Atlantis?
Let's do that one again. That was fun.
Pauline Hanson has been spotted with Gina Reinhart at a luxury hotel on which Mediterranean island?
I wouldn't have a clue. Luxury hotel. It wouldn't be. What's Mediterranean? Sicily.
Sicily. It is Sicily. Very good. That was a good guess.
Jesus. Okay.
Very good. Do you want to stay there? That was the week.
Yeah, we'll do one more. We'll do one more.
Which Christopher Nolan blockbuster opened this week to rave reviews?
It's The Odyssey.
Correct. That's the end of that category. You got dinosaurs, Atlantis, or US States?
Let's go US States.
US States. Which letter? I'm just looking at how many you've got because I have to count, don't you? Because you might get a magnet or something that you all want, which I absolutely don't understand why. Anyway, so you've done three. Four. According to which letter does not appear in the name of any US states? Are you Googling?
No, I'm trying to think if X is in any.
Is that your answer?
Yes. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I know it'll be one of those back-end ones. I cannot think.
No? Guess.
It's not Q, is it?
It is Q.
It's Q. Oh, my God. Okay.
Do you want another one, US States or dinosaurs? Yeah.
I'll try and knock myself out.
Okay, US States. The geographic center of the contiguous United States is located in which Midwestern US state? The geographic center of the contiguous United States is located in which Midwestern US state?
Trying to think what's in the middle. I'll go with Wyoming.
No, Wyoming was an earlier answer, which is the least populous, not this one. But Thank you very much. You've done an incredible job, Jason. Well done.
Amazing. Awesome. Thank you.
Was that fun?
It was awesome. First time.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to hang up on you just as you were having a good time. Beg your pardon. Hello, Anna.
Hey.
Anna's in Northcote in Victoria.
Yes, I just missed all the good categories. What am I up to?
You're up to US states.
Mm-hmm. Can I have the question again?
Yep. The geographic centre of the contiguous United States is located in which Midwestern US state?
Contiguous. Okay. I don't know. I'll say Indiana. Is that a state?
It's not the right answer. It's the wrong answer, and we're not there anymore. I'm sorry, Anna. There are Colorado, says Adrian, in Bella Vista. No. Harry in the Bay reckons Utah. No. Eric from Melbourne says Missouri. No, Eric. Yeah. Wow. David's in Keith in South Australia. Hi, David. Oh, you're on.
Right. I'll try Wisconsin.
Not Wisconsin. Sorry. Gary's in Penrith. Hello. Do you know which state?
Let's go. We're not in Kansas anymore.
Correct. 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 That was sneaky, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, but you got to be quick. So that's the end of that. So now you've just got Atlantis and dinosaurs.
Go dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. Littlefoot, Apatosaurus. Apatosaurus? Littlefoot, yeah, the Apatosaurus, right. And Sarah, the Triceratops, are characters in which series of animated films?
Oh my God, I thought you were going to ask me a serious dinosaur question.
Sorry.
I know what you're talking about. Oh, I've never seen it, but I know them. I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Don't know?
No.
Sorry. Joe from Ridgehaven, do you know what I'm talking about? It's Littlefoot the Apatosaurus and Sarah the Triceratops. Apparently they're in a series of animated films. What is this series of animated films?
Would it be Land Before Time?
Yes, it would. It would be Land Before Time. I am very excited that you got that right. Do you want to stay with dinosaurs or do you want to move on to Atlantis, I think you've got?
We'll stay with dinosaurs.
What is the first type of dinosaur to appear on screen in Jurassic Park?
Oh. That was in Little Creatures.
Was it?
No, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No, it wasn't. It was a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Sorry. John from North Melbourne, do you know the answer to this question?
I'm sorry, I sort of missed it. Could you?
What is the first type of dinosaur to appear on screen in Jurassic Park?
I got made to watch this by my niece and nephew the other day. But I find them tedious, so I don't really pay attention. I don't know, I can picture it.
Can you?
Brachiosaurus?
Yes. Did you just Google that?
No, I did not Google it.
You sure?
I swear my absolute life on it.
Okay. Do you want another one, another dinosaur question, or do you want Atlantis?
They're both equally as... awful as each other.
They are. They are as equally as awful as each other. I'm with you.
Please don't take offence. But
I'm not taking offence.
My lack of general knowledge. Look, you choose. How's that?
Okay, Atlantis.
Right, this will be good, yeah.
Which Greek god was the patron god of Atlantis? Which Greek god?
I don't know. Athena?
Mm-mm. No.
No good.
It was not.
All right. Thank you.
More adventurous than that. Okay, thank you. Hello, Andrew in Tasmania. Whoopsie.
Andrew from Smithton.
Yes, Andrew from Smithton in Tasmania. You want to get specific, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who the Greek god was who was a patron saint of Atlantis?
Greek god, patron saint of Atlantis. No, I don't actually, but
Is that your answer? No. Eric knows. Eric knows. Diana reckons it's Zeus, but it's not. Do you have any ideas, Andrew?
No.
Okay, but nice to meet you. Lachlan's in Barara. Lachlan, can you answer this question?
Could I get the question again, please?
Which Greek god was the patron god of Atlantis?
Atlantis. Would it be Poseidon?
It would be Poseidon, correct.
Yeah.
Very good. I don't know how you knew that.
Thank you.
Do you want to stay with Atlantis or do you want to go back to dinosaur?
Let's try dinosaur, hey? Let's try dinosaur.
Which type of dinosaur was named after the resemblance of its teeth to a type of modern lizard?
Modern lizard?
Yes. Its teeth looked like a modern lizard, so that's why it got its name.
I'm not too good with dinosaurs. It's a throw in the wind, but Oh God, I don't know. I'm going to throw it out. Raptor, hey.
No, it's not a raptor. It's not a raptor, but it's a good one. It's a good one. Good try, Phil.
Hello.
Can you help me with this one?
Would you accept T-Rex?
No, I wouldn't. I'm sorry. Nicole, hello. Nicole?
Oh, sorry. It always cuts off the start of my name.
Do you get Nicole?
I don't know what I got. Oh, my goodness.
Which type of dinosaur was named after the resemblance of its teeth to a type of modern lizard?
Iguanodon?
Very, very good. It is the iguanodon. And guess what?
Oh, no.
Yeah. What do you want? Do you want Atlantis or do you want
the last one?
Yeah, it is. It is. A green T-Rex. A green T-Rex named Tyrone wearing a hat features on the packaging of which Australian chocolate bar? It's a green T-Rex wearing a hat. It's an old chocolate bar. It's an old one from the 70s.
Oh, my golly. Well, that's when I was eating, when I started eating chocolate bars.
Mm. Didn't we all?
But I cannot think for the life of me what chocolate bars would have had a, what did you say, Tyrone?
T-Rex named Tyrone, yeah.
Golly. How very disappointing. I've never been in this position with the drum roll and everything.
Oh, was it nice? Just for a moment?
It was for a moment, and then you asked the question.
Sorry. Can we just remember the good bits and
chomp?
Very good. You got it right. How about that?
I was just thinking, I thought, okay, it's going to be something about dinosaurs. What could it possibly even be?
Well, you are the winner of tonight's quiz. So if you stay on the line, apparently you get a lovely magnet. And
I am so excited. Oh, my God.
Freya will take all of your details. Thank you, everyone who took part in the quiz. I did my best. I love the fact that you're squealing.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.